The storms in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties are between the frigid weather earlier this week and more of the same by the weekend. Emergency management officials across the region are bracing for the overnight storms, including Escambia County's Eric Gilmore.
The potential threats for tonight are damaging winds, some large hail, and potential isolated tornadoes. Rain's going to settle in, and we're going to see the thunderstorms increase and severity increase throughout the night, a little after midnight into Thursday morning, and then start tapering off.
Gilmore has had briefings with emergency crews about the expected severe weather, and he says they'll all be ready to respond as they have for every severe weather episode, and they'll remain on alert when the temperatures begin dropping again.
And then we'll have cold temperatures drop out again, as we did before. We don't expect any issues with icing or anything with this one. We're preparing for tonight's impending damaging winds and possible tornadoes.
But emergency management agencies can only do so much. Gilmore says with possibly high winds moving through, they'll need the public's help to keep the public safe.
Anything that could be a potential flying object, as we would in a hurricane, go ahead and secure lawn furniture, anything light, trampolines that'd like to become projectiles as well. Pick up your yard, have everything locked down or put up in a shed or in your garage. That way it's not flying around with the damaging winds that we have potential coming through.
Other rules of thumb include having multiple ways to receive alerts as part of being weather aware.
Sign up with alertescambia.com. We'll send that alert. Mobile Weather has an alert system or any weather bug app or anything. Just have multiple ways to receive alerts if we do have a tornado or we have a threat in the area, so you can be notified and you can take proper precautions.
Another source for weather information is the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network's app, Florida Storms. FPRINT's Jeff Huffman says, though, as far as this storm system goes,
we definitely have a risk of severe weather. It just doesn't appear to be as widespread or moving as fast as the Monday storm system.
That said, Huffman added that because the peak of the storms likely will occur around midnight, it's important to have a way to get weather alerts.
So there's still a possibility of a storm or two that could cause damaging wind gusts or one that could even produce an isolated tornado. So late this evening and into the wee hours of your Thursday morning, make sure you have a way of staying informed and alerted to any warnings with this front as it moves through.
The culprit here is an active weather pattern that's set up because of the tremendous temperature differences involving an historic outbreak of cold air.
And multiple snow and ice events deep down into Texas and Louisiana and parts of Mississippi, even very close to us here in southern and central Alabama. The contrast between that and unusually warm weather across the rest of Florida has led to this active zone where storms fire up.
However, by the first of next week, when the storms and the chill move away, Northwest Florida and South Alabama are in line to catch a break in the weather.
Now, this will be the last of a series of storms. The weather pattern is going to shift, and we're going to have a much quieter pattern developing, but for the foreseeable future, and especially tonight, still a risk of severe weather. The front should clear our listening area around sunrise tomorrow morning.
When the frigid weather returns, Escambia County Emergency Chief Eric Gilmore says what to do should be fresh in everyone's minds.
What you've been doing already, make sure you're being smart with your space heaters. If you're using space heaters, make sure that your pets, pipes, plants, bring those things in. Make sure they're out of harm's way. You know, what you've done the past 24 hours, reenact that again after tomorrow morning.
And if you're on the road Friday night into Saturday, beware that freezing temperatures overnight may cause dangerous black ice in Escambia and Santa Rosa roads, bridges, and overpasses. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.